All right, we're here with Alex Savoie-Perron from the MRC Land Planning Department. Alex, how's it going?
It's going well.
Awesome. So could you tell me a little bit about this this survey that you guys have just released?
Yeah, so it's maybe just a bit of background. So the Pontiac Regional County Municipality granted a contract in the month of April of this year, 2021, in order to conduct a external contract in order to have the characterization of the Pontiac landscapes. So I had to identify within my different task in order to review the master plan, which is currently in the work in our department. So we identified the characterization of landscape as a key item in order to put forward some maybe some protection measures, and also maybe eventually having some trails that would benefit the whole population in order to for people to better access these amazing landscapes that we have in the region. So this is kind of the background. And so the contract was awarded in April, and since then many work was conducted by the work co-op, which is the Les Milieux. That's the name of the co-op. It's based in Montreal. And now we are up to the general public survey. So this is available starting today, December 22nd, up to January 31st of 2022. So that'll give a month and a week approximately for the public to answer this survey. And we hope that we get a great participation from the public and also from tourists who visit the area once in a while or on a regular basis.
And so what can people expect from this survey? So what are they basically going through and looking at here?
People will be going through photographies, or well, photos actually, throughout the survey, and they will be asked if they recognize these kinds of landscapes, or if they go they go see these landscapes, whether once in a while or on a regular basis. And they will be asked also to mention if they would like these landscapes to be maintained throughout the time in the next couple of years, decades, or even centuries, or if they would rather prefer them to be changed or for them to be evolved. So this will allow us to analyze all the answers and see what people would prefer, and maybe also potentially see where some landscapes are destructured or have been altered versus their original landscape. So in order maybe to address some issues on some specific areas, what we call sometimes black spot, meaning that, you know, some places might not be as beautiful as they could be. So in order to prevent in the future this kind of destructuration, it's great that we have some info from the public and from the analysis that we will be conducted on that.
And so moving forward here, this information is going to be shared with the Land Planning Department. And so how do you foresee using some of the data? Say people really like I don't know, the beaches here, or the rolling sort of farmland, that kind of stuff. So how does that factor into the Land Planning Department's role there?
That's a good question. It will be used in order to maybe have some land use policies on some specific areas in the Pontiac, in order maybe to protect, let's say, the views on the river. So for instance, in some areas, even though you're not that close to the river, you can see from whether a rural road or just a 148, some scenic views on the river. So maybe just to give you an example, maybe tree maintenance in that area would be an action that could be taken in order to so it doesn't get reforested and then you would lose the site of the river. So that's just an example of an action that could be taken. This would be specifically in a specific location, but these are kinds of actions we could put forward or propose to the landowners, for instance.
And so how can folks get a hold of this survey? Where is it available?
It's available on our website, so MRC Pontiac website. www.mrcpontiac.qc.ca/en for English, and you'll see it on the right-hand side of the main website page. So there's a link there for a Pontiac Landscape Survey. That's in the quick links section. So that's where you'll find it, as well as the press release, which is also on our website in the public notice section. And it will be available until January 31st of 2022. So we hope that we get a great participation from the public.
And so what's the timeline there from the completion of the survey to you actually going through and analyzing the data? How long do you foresee that taking?
We will be doing that in the couple of weeks following the end of the survey. And the mandate with the co-op is supposed to be terminated probably by mid-2022, so maybe by the end of June or around that date, they will be completed the mandate and the report, the final report also associated to the mandate there.
Awesome. Alex, I want to thank you for your time here. I'll give you the last word if you have any other data that we didn't touch on or anything else that you want to speak about in regards to the survey.
I think it's a good summary, and I would like to wish maybe a happy holidays to every Pontiacer listening to that interview. So hope you have a great time, and we'll fill out the survey for your own understanding of the landscapes, but also it will help us for our analysis on what are the preferences of the people. So hope we get a great participation on that.
Awesome. And hope you have a great holidays there too, Alex. Take it easy.